about Carolina, who you talked to and who you met since you've been in?
I met with all the coaching staff pretty much, the owner, GM, and head coach, and my position coach, and a lot of different guys that was in the room. So it's been a great experience, given a great opportunity, just got to take advantage of it.
You got to meet Star.
I haven't met him up here, but we talked the combine. We both didn't participate, and we became close friends around that time.
Remind us what your situation was at the combine.
Hamstring.
Training.
100% now, ready to go.
Hold off and trying to think. Did you bench or anything? And
I didn't do anything. I did everything at my pro day, which was March 25th.
Did you get in the strong?
Today.
Star compliment each other well?
Say it again?
You feel like you and Star compliment each other well?
We're good friends, so, there's only good things about us, a good thing about him that, I noticed, and he's a real down-to-earth type of person.
What you know about him, what you know about yourself. Imagine the two of you on the field together. What do you think?
Oh, we're going to create havoc. We're going to do what we do best. When he was at Utah and I was at Purdue, just put it both together and try to help out the ends around us and, just the whole defensive line in general.
Did you keep in touch with him after the combine?
No. I mean, we follow each other on Twitter, but that was it.
You feel like both of you have kind of a different games, different skill sets?
I would believe so. Everybody got something different to their game. And, again, he's a powerful guy, and I'm more, let's say, pass rusher and a run stopper, we got a different type of game, but, we both can do a lot of great things on the field together.
This morning, meeting everybody and like you were talking about from the front office to players and stuff, does that leave you with a kind of a better idea of exactly how you're going to fit in, or is it just a big confusion thing and you're going to wait till?
Well, I can't really say now. I mean, meeting with the coaches, the whole staff, the organization, has been a great experience. But, as far as trying to fit in and thinking of that now, I got to fit in with the players that's on the team as well. So I would say after a couple months, I'll be with these guys. And just around the whole organization period, I probably think I could fit in.
Anything to you, like come in and, try to win a starting job or just come in and learn or any kind of hints?
Just the same mentality I had. They told me the same thing, is come in and compete, and everything else will open up from there.
What do you know about the defense here, and particularly the defensive line?
Just speaking of defensive line, you got two good defensive tackles, and the defensive end is really good, double digit sacks. So obviously, we need some help to help up the middle, and just depth and period. So, just being on the organization, the Carolina Panther, we can do a lot of good things on defensive line. It was top five last year in sacks, and getting in the backfield. So we're just trying to contribute.
Daunting to come into a situation where there's going to be a rotation of 6-7 defensive tackles, and you don't necessarily know right now that you're going to be that guy.
That's the mentality you got to have, is, come in and compete and, try to work your way up the depth chart. You're going to, as a rookie or a freshman, you're going to come in at the bottom of the depth chart. So just competing during the off season and, trying to work your way up, that's the only way I know how to do it.
How long has this been a dream of yours, to see yourself in the NFL?
Since eighth grade, the first day I started playing football. I was out there on the field, and I felt like this could be me for the rest of my life, and that's the mindset I stuck with and carried it on.
That the first time you played, did you play at a younger age?
Well, I played outside, but not more like organized. So when I did in eighth grade, it was just fun, and that's what I just loved doing from that point on.
Bears fan?
Yes. Yeah.
Field?
I only been a couple of times, but I was dying to go.
So, basketball player in high school, you and Antoine Moore. Was basketball not going to be your path? You always knew you wanted to do football. Was basketball more of a hobby?
Yeah. Basketball was, I love basketball. Don't get me wrong. The way I looked at it, excuse me, if push and shove, I didn't do anything for football as far as getting scholarships. I would try to make basketball the next option. But I just pretty much I had my mindset that I was going to do what I needed to do to get to the next level in football.
Were you a power forward?
Yeah, yeah.
Ron Rivera tell you where he played?
Which team? Chicago. Yeah.
Had you ever heard of him before?
Well, when I came here the first time, we was talking about it, and him playing linebacker was pretty good.
In college, were you moved around like a lot, or did you settle into a spot like a three technique or five technique, and you just stayed there? How would you describe that?
I say my red shirt freshman year to sophomore year was more as a nose, and then I moved to the three. And then, we game playing off different teams of where they needed me to play as far as, tackles or the end.
So you moved around quite a bit, dude.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You played on the line in eighth grade. Did you play on the line throughout your career?
Yeah, eighth grade I played defensive line and offensive line. And then I played that up to junior year. And then senior year, I was off the offensive line. Then I started playing a little bit of tight end and fullback and stuff like that.
Did you come off the field much at Purdue?
Not much, no.
There was the Ron Rivera and Dave Gettleman last night were sort of suggesting that because you and Starr played so much, you couldn't help but get worn out a little bit, and that might have been the reason some people were claiming you took plays off. Do you kind of see that as a possible? I mean, were you getting tired out there on these games?
I can't say just at the way that I was playing at 320, 320 plus, and built to. I wasn't built to play as that many snaps, but I was also had the mind of to compete and win. So as far as tapping my head, helmet to come out, that just wasn't me. So, I was just trying to fight through it, and, it made some bad impressions on different people. And, I wish, if I could take it back, I would.
How would you do it differently?
I would just tell my coaches to limit my, snaps if it wasn't a big problem, but if you need me out there, I'm going to go.
But you feel like 320 is good weight for you? I mean, that you were at the right weight.
Well, that was what Purdue wanted me at. It was 320 as far as playing nose tackle. That was my primary position, but, not thinking before the season that I was going to be moving around. They wanted me at 320, but once I was done with Purdue, I cut my weight down as far as getting a pace where I can move good and, feel a lot better at. About 310.
Is that where they want you, or have they said?
They haven't told me yet, but that's what I feel pretty good at.
When you started playing in eighth grade, was that as soon as you could play where you grew up, or did your parents hold you back a little and let you start then?
No.
Some places you can play when you're like six.
Well, yeah, I was talking about Pop Warner and stuff like that. Yeah, I was too big. I was too big, yeah. But no, I didn't even really try to play in Pop Warner. But when I got to eighth grade, that was when I really, wanted to decide to go out and try it. And once I got out there, the physical aspect of it it took me away.
Were you always like the biggest kid in class, that kind of thing?
When I got to seventh grade, but after that, it was, I'm starting seeing people way bigger than me.
You got a Purdue quarterback in this division, right? What's it gonna be like going after Drew?
It's going to be pretty good. Shake his hand before, but after that, I got to get him. I'm doing everything to help this team win. So, as far as just being passive aggressive on Drew Brees, it won't get me far in this league. So, he knows the same thing. So, he's going to try to beat me out just as well as I want to beat him.
Did he ever come back to campus while you were there?
Yeah, I met him a couple times. Spring game around that time.